Hello, this is Joe Polish, president of Piranha Marketing and founder of the Genius Network interview series, and you're about to hear one of my Genius Network interviews, and I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this, and I hope you find it very useful. If you want to find out more information about some of the interviews and resources that can help you in your business, you can go to www.joepolish.com. And we have a Joe Polish Recommends section with all kinds of resources and vendors and services and products that we recommend that can help you in your business. And also for more useful interviews and a whole list of other people that I've interviewed, you can go to www.geniusnetwork.com. Thanks and enjoy the interview.
Hello, this is Joe Polish, president of Piranha Marketing and founder of Genius Network interview series. And today I will have a fascinating interview for everybody. I've got Ms. Jean Owang in the UK on the line. Jean, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect, Joe.
Wonderful. Okay, well, I'm going to first read your bio, and then I'm going to hit you with some questions about this wonderful organization called Virgin Unite. So here we go. Jean's career has spanned both the corporate and social sector, which has driven a strong desire to look at ways which the two can work together to drive positive social change. On the corporate side, she's worked for many years in the telecommunications industry, mainly in the field of marketing, to help start up new companies in countries such as the U.S., the U.K., Bulgaria, Colombia, South Africa, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Australia. Her most recent role was as joint managing director for Virgin Mobile in Australia. On the social sector side, she's worked mainly with underprivileged young people and the environment in a range of countries. In her current role, she's heading up Virgin Unite, the independent charitable arm of the Virgin Group, where she has the opportunity to work with all the Virgin businesses to use their entrepreneurial spirit, resources, and people to tackle some of the tougher social challenges. So, Jean, anything that I did not mention about you that is in this bio that you'd like the listeners to know about you and about Virgin Unite?
I think you covered most of the points there. I think as we go through the interview, we can talk more a little bit more about Virgin Unite, which is the independent charitable arm of the Virgin Group.
Wonderful. Okay. You know, the way this interview came about was I had a dinner with Richard Branson and a small group of people in San Francisco back in around October 2006. And Richard talked about some of the things that he was doing in Africa with teaching entrepreneurism, and I just thought it was fascinating. And my belief is that the real way to affect positive change in the world is through entrepreneurism, because that's where value creation starts and takes place and is created, just all the innovation of entrepreneurs. And certainly Virgin is a massively entrepreneurial company, and of course Richard is one of the best entrepreneurs on the planet. And so through discussions with him briefly about what he was doing and things, I just thought it was fascinating. So we ended up connecting and talking a little bit, and here we are. And so I want to just get a good understanding of what Virgin Unite is all about, and I believe all the listeners, the majority from at least my world, are entrepreneurs, and I think they'll find this quite fascinating. So first thing I'd like to ask you was just get an understanding of what was the inspiration behind this creation of Richard Branson's, you know, what is the mission of Virgin Unite?
I think Richard himself has always been really, really passionate about driving social change in lots of different ways. And when he was a teenager, right when he first started Virgin Records up, he found that he was having trouble and his mates were having trouble getting advice on sexual health issues. So at the age of, I think, 18, he started up a student advisory counselor center that began providing free sexual health advice. And he actually still runs that today, so he's still funded it for the last 30 years. And that was kind of his first endeavor into this area. And then since then, he's done loads of things. He launched a condom company in the UK. He supported multiple different projects, helped get Comic Relief off the ground in the UK. And I think he came to the point a few years ago where he realized that he had this massive asset, this different group of businesses across the globe, that if he really brought them together and pulled them together, we could be a real force for good in the world. So about 3 years ago, he started on a journey with us where we went and we spoke probably with over 800 people around the world within the Virgin Group and also in the social sector to find out what we should do. And that was really the birth of Virgin Unite. And I think what came out loud and clear is there needed to be really a fresh approach to social and environmental issues that kind of turned them upside down a little bit and looked at them through a whole new lens, through an entrepreneurial lens. So what people felt strongly Virgin Unite should be all about was really coming up with a way to drive total entrepreneurial approaches to social and environmental issues. And so the the reason behind Virgin Unite was really to leverage all of those assets across the Virgin Group and really focus on three core areas. Because I guess our fundamental belief was that in order to drive long-term change in the world, you really have to look at things from a business approach and so that they're sustainable. So from a Virgin Unite perspective, we focus on three core areas. One of those is called Good Investments, which is really helping to inspire the managing directors of the Virgin Group, as well as Richard with New Ventures, to look at profitable business ventures that will really drive social and environmental change. And the second area is a really exciting one that was really pioneered by Muhammad Yunus and a number of others that looks at how you can take business expertise and social sector expertise and combine the two to really start up social businesses where any profit goes back into helping to scale up the solution to the problem. And then the third area, we felt really passionately that we had so many resources around the world that could really be leveraged to help support great social entrepreneurs around the world, that we started up a whole program called Connecting People, where we go out and we find the best of the best social entrepreneurs and then help connect our staff, our customers, celebrities to those great social entrepreneurs. So that's fundamentally what Virgin Unite is all about.
Okay, and so the guiding principles that you haven't mentioned, anything else that you'd like to talk about that just allows this machine to keep moving forward and growing the way it has?
Yeah, I think the first guiding principle, and many of these you'll see align exactly with the Virgin brand values, but the first fundamental one was we were really doing this for our people, so for our staff and for our customers. So we make sure that we continue to get them involved and help them guide the direction of that. I think the second guiding principle is that we realize that we'll never know what's best for people on the front line, and so we always partner with other organizations and social entrepreneurs that are actually doing that work on the front line. I think the third thing is we felt passionately that we needed to remain neutral, that we shouldn't be biased by any type of religious or political sides. What we should be doing is really going out there and finding the best places where we as an organization can make a difference and where there's entrepreneurial approaches that will really make a difference. So not specifically focused just on one issue, but more focused on those sustainable solutions. And the fourth thing, which links very much back to the brand, our fourth principle, is really all about going out and challenging the norm. So challenging that I guess historically, you've had a lot of animosity between the social sector and the business sector, and it's really turning that upside down and building some really unlikely, fantastic partnerships amongst the business and the social sector to really drive change. And then I think the fifth one, which is something that is historically always within Virgin, is that we didn't want people to feel like they were forced to have to get involved. We wanted them to make it a lot of fun for them and very easy for them to get involved and engage. So that's, again, something fundamental that we try to look at everything in a positive way, in a fun way, and make it really simple for people to do things.
You know, I guess if there's a way to describe how that culture is created and exists with Virgin, because, you know, I mean, just, you know, Richard in general, he just mixes with so many different type of people, and it just flows and it just works, and that just seems to be the whole culture, you know, the whole organization of Virgin. And, you know, I mean, just an example, in the airline industry, let's take the airline industry here in America, I mean, I think their slogan, which I got from my good friend Dan Sullivan, is, you know, we're not happy until you're not happy. I mean, that's, you know, flying is just a miserable sort of thing in most cases. And, you know, when I first flew Virgin, you know, it was just a completely different sort of environment. And that just seems to be this fun, exciting, you know, sort of company. And the reason I say that is because of what the people that worked on the airlines had to say. Everyone around there, just very positive people and saying very nice things about a company. And I think when your team and your staff and your employees are, you know, touting how wonderful the organization they work for is, I mean, that's very telling, aside from just having a good experience as a client or a customer. How does that happen? I mean, how is that created?
I think it comes from Richard. I mean, I think he really inspires in everyone that you shouldn't come to work feeling like it's a tedious chore. You should come to work because you love it and you want to be with a group of people that you really respect and enjoy working with. And I think what he has done really successfully in every business that he started is gone out there and found people to run the organizations and then really let them get on with it, but then again inspired those people to have fun with it, to and empower those people to have fun with it and come up with great ideas. And I think that's one of the things that why Richard is so inspiring to all of us, is that he's so entrepreneurial that at every turn he encourages people to think of a different way to look at things, a new way to look at things. And that in its own right just keeps it so exciting constantly. But he always has fun with it, and he's always a bit cheeky. And I think that's, again, something that goes throughout the whole Virgin brand and throughout the whole company. I can remember when I first started with the Virgin Group, I expected there to be a whole floor full of brand people that would keep the brand consistent, and because it is such a powerful brand. And what you soon find out is that there's only a few people actually in the center of the brand team, but what he's done really magnificently is he's built that magic throughout every single company and through all the employees who feel proud to be part of that Virgin Group. And with Unite, we've tried to do the same thing, because I think historically when you think of the word charity, you know, this miserable image comes to your mind where you're thinking licking stamps or in terms of when you want to volunteer with one. And I think there's a real opportunity, and there's a lot of fantastic charities that are out there now really leading the way on this also, to change that whole mentality so that people can realize that getting involved in helping drive social and environmental issues can be really exciting and really fun. And some of the people that are at the forefront of this on the front lines are just incredible individuals that we can all learn amazing amounts from.
Yeah, I agree. Wonderful. Well, you know, let me talk about something you just mentioned. I mean, Virgin, you know, doing things differently. The first sentence on Virgin Unite's website on the homepage says, I have it written here, getting involved in doing things differently. It's always been the Virgin way. So how does Virgin Unite differ from just other charities in general? To use word, charity.
it's interesting. Actually, we have a lot of debates about that word, because we are a charity in terms of we are registered as a charity. But we're in a very fortunate position that Richard and Virgin Group pick up all of our overheads, which allows us to kind of be a neutral organization. And I think the way we have really approached things differently, I think first and foremost, everything we do as an organization, we look at it very much from a business perspective, and we always focus on how is there going to be sustainability so that whatever project work we do is not dependent on that ongoing charitable dollar. So I think that's probably the first thing. The second thing is we didn't want it to be an add-on to a company. We didn't want it to be a foundation that sat outside an organization. We wanted it to really, truly be at the core and the heart of the Virgin Group, and so that every single person in the group and our customers that we touch had the ability and were empowered to really become a social entrepreneur themselves. So again, we didn't want it to be that add-on and something separate. I think thirdly, how we do it differently is we really are very, very aware that we're not the experts in this area, and we go out and we find the best of the best social entrepreneurs around the world to partner with, and they just add so much inspiration into what we're doing. And I think lastly just goes to what we were just talking about, where we always try to add a bit of fun and get when we get people involved. Like when we take people out to Africa on what we call wake-up trips, we don't take them just to the negative sides and the issue sides, but we take them to the inspiration side of Africa, where there's some fantastic young people, some amazing things happening on the ground, so that they can get that realization, have fun, and really celebrate and enjoy the beauty of Africa, particularly with this next young generation right now.
Well, you know, I think that's critical to also see any sort of inspiration, because if you don't have the hope and see that there is a possibility for something better, you're not always very motivated to believe that something can be done. So to show anyone involved that, you know, here's the good side of what can happen when we actually help fix a social ill or help any people in any area have a bigger future, you just automatically, I mean, that becomes such a great thing. I want to go a little deep with the whole concept of Virgin being, you know, fun and exciting and all that. So, you know, the Virgin Group, the parent company, is obviously really well known for being loose, being fun, being very edgy. How do you actually carry that personality over into Virgin Unite's operation, since you're dealing with, you know, probably some very critical issues at times, and some very sad situations, and also some very inspiring situations? How do you keep it so loose and fun and edgy? You know, I know that Richard has just that personality, but what physically happens with the whole team to just kind of keep it that way?
I think that the first thing is just on the getting the basics right side. We try to keep our communications really fun and light and engaging. So if you look at the campaign that we launched with in the UK, it was all about spending some time with your better side. But we built a whole campaign around the seven deadly sins, so that you saw the sins and then the counterpart of that sin, and it engaged people with the organizations that we were working with. So again, it was a fun way to draw people in rather than something very serious that just showed the negative context of it. So I think that's one of the first elements of just getting that communication message right. And I think we tend to always focus on the positive side as well, not necessarily focus on the issue itself, but the solutions to those issues. Because there's such great stuff happening out there, it's highlighting that positive story and getting people inspired by it, rather than, I think, in today's society, I think we're all bogged down with so much negativity, and it almost becomes overwhelming, so people think they can't do anything. But with what we try to do at Virgin Unite is using that virgin simplicity, we try to make things as clear as possible, as simple as possible, and very importantly, as easy as possible to get engaged. So I think that's a big part of it. And the other thing I think that runs as a thread through Virgin is kind of that whole rock and roll heritage, that music side of the brand. And we felt passionately that at Unite, we wanted to use that element of the brand to really, again, help engage people out there with issues, and again, have a bit of fun at the same time. So we actually started up what we call our music movement program, where we work with a select number of artists that are really, really passionate about getting behind an issue and don't want to do something just for a one-off event, but instead want to make a 5-year commitment to something and really get behind an issue. So an example of that is Natalie Imbruglio, who focuses very, very much around a very tough issue called fistula, which is a birthing condition in northern Nigeria, and which impacts millions of young women. And Natalie has really, really got behind that issue, and she's done it, again, not in a horrible, depressing way, saying, oh my gosh, isn't this issue horrible, but she's got behind it and used music to really bring people in and understand that there's some really simple solutions to fixing the issue. So those are the kind of things we try to do, again, to not focus on the negative side, but focus on the positive side and really the opportunity to drive change.
Yeah, you know, the reason I ask that, too, is I'd like all the listeners, you know, to be able to take even the whole concept of doing that and be able to apply it into their own business, because I think in, you know, anything that a person can do to add meaning and fun and joy to something, the deeper and more impactful that they're able to become as a result of it. I mean, who are your most favorite and most annoying musicians that you guys worked with? And I'm joking, by the way. I'm joking. I don't want you to talk about any of the most annoying ones. No, but that's great.